Dark Wizard in the Flesh will now reveal I am in step negative 5. From the viewpoint of the dark side, in terms only the dark side can understand. Only sheeple would think that society ever evolved into a better system, or that this system is the greatest society of all time. Some even view it as the most advanced, when we do not even have the technology to build a great pyramid, or build aircraft without engines. And it's because most sheeple do not view the story that way. Because it's clear that back thousands of years ago in the days of the Greeks, the powers that be were afraid of being poisoned. So they took poison, thinking it would be the antidote for the poison that they could be poisoned by. Or at the very least would build up their tolerance for the poison. But in the end, they only ended up poisoning themselves. And is really insane when you think about it. Many of them died, or became very ill and died at an early age. The craft of making such drugs was called witchcraft. And the people that made the drugs were called wizards and witches. But that was thousands of years ago. And what has changed since then? Nothing. Nowadays they call these poisons vaccines, and the craft is called pharmaceuticals, and the sheeple that make them are called doctors, and they apply the same illogical thinking process that they did then as they do now, and it's because they have poison themselves. They do not think right in the head. So they force everyone to take this poison, and they push it as being the best invention since TV, which is the same drug they use to sell you on their insanity. They had no scientific proof that vaccines even work. Every time I got one, I got what was in the vaccine, all right. I got a flu vaccine, I got the flu, and so on. So when I got the anthrax vaccine, I got anthrax. And I remember that the anthrax problem was all a hoax. Try to sell the public another vaccine when they killed thousands of test subjects that do not even get public recognition for. Because it's part of the depopulation campaign ran by the governments of the world. And now they want to give Ebola vaccines. You must be joking. Ebola can only be airborne if it's weaponized. And who would be that crazy to build such a weapon? Maybe a government that wants to cut down on its population. Way to get it is to make a vaccine out of it. But that is what they did. And now they are going to make it mandatory, knowing that every vaccine you get stupider. And you are so stupid, you will allow them to dictate if you get the most deadly vaccine in the world, knowing that you will get whatever they give you. But you know who I am. You know about my memories and his story. Because when I lost my ability to tell my dreams from reality, which was caused by the vaccines that I was given while on active duty in the United States Air Force, I do not know for sure if the missions I was on were even real, or just a dream that I could not wake up from. But I found out the truth about vaccines the hard way. War is always about the same thing, controlling the population. The First rule of war is to make your enemy do your bidding. Meaning that they make things mandatory. So once a vaccine becomes mandatory, you know who you are, the enemy. And when you become the enemy in your own country, you know you are at war. So watch out, because this war is not going to be civil at all. Because you know how you get when it comes to protesting. You loot, rob, rape, and murder, and think it's fun, because you do it to your whole country. And what happened in Iraq could happen in America or any other country. You have seen this in the United States during the riots of Los Angeles, named after the Los Angels, and the hurricanes like Katrina, named after a witch. Mass civil unrest. And it affects the whole state, not just the city it happened in. And you know what happened last civil war. The banks bought you for pennies on the dollar from the man with the same face who gave a penny for your thoughts a whole new meaning. But sheep will never learn. They are just dumb animals, and have no one to blame when this happens, because it was them who allowed it. The way you view science is as crazy as you view world politics through the eyes of an animal, which is what you are, and why you act like that. Because you are not willing to own up to your responsibility for the world's affairs. Because you always believe it's not your job. You do not get paid the big bucks to figure that stuff out. So you allow leaders to run the show for you, who make you believe they are in charge. They make you believe this is all legal and under the Constitution. Because believe me, that joke is getting old. Whereas the joke about you being female sheep never gets old. Because it never changes. Because most of you still believe that the Constitution is alive and doing fine. So reality is something does not apply to you, like common sense. You confuse it with common knowledge. But if all common knowledge is lies, then all you know is a lie. And it's why your science and worldviews are all lies. That is how you are, and why you are crazy animals. The dark side is confusing you. You know that the governments lie to you about everything. You know that mainstream media lies to you. You know your schools lie to you. Yet you believe everything you know about the world and the universe instead of what the light wizard teaches you. And the reason is because you are stupid female sheep. And there is no denying that. And it's what your darkness is. It's this sense that something is not right, but you cannot put your hoof on it. Because in history, they told you that your founding fathers to war with the banks of England to fight for your independence, which abolished all taxation forever by not allowing Congress to borrow money from the banks. Only the citizens of the United States of America, in the form of money that only Congress could print. Yet you have more taxes now than they did when they went to war. And you private bank printing your money, which has "In God We Trust" printed on it. On the back of a $1 bill, they have an owl of Athena, knowing the Jews used them to mark houses so the Roman soldiers would slaughter whoever lived there. So it is confusing. And it's because what you call reality is just science fiction. It's what the government's made up to control its sheep. And the sheep will believe so deeply that I cannot wake you up. You are like a child watching TV. Because all the vaccines you have gotten over the years have made you stupid. Why else would you go along with all this madness, knowing that you are all slaves to the money the banks print? You are nothing but money junkies. Talk about a monkey on your back. And it's the most addictive drug on the planet, bar none. And you are hooked on the stuff. You cannot get enough. And you cannot wait for your next fix at the end of each month. So I cannot get your attention long enough to make you understand that none of this is real. It's all a delusion and all the confusion. And it's also the government can control you with an invisible leash. And you cannot deny this because you know it's true. The reason why people turn into sheeple is because you believe you have no power. You believe you are not in control and there is nothing you can do. You think you are too young or too old to make a change, or you are in the wrong class. If you are not rich, you have no money, and money is the only thing that changes anything. So you give up, and rightfully so. That is what sheep do. Talk about how bad it is all day long. But there is just nothing you can do about it. So why think about it, let alone worry about it? Because there are people who get paid to think about things like this. And this has nothing to do with your life. Because you are so far removed from anything I have to talk about. But you wonder why I'm even talking about it. Because all you hear is bah, bah, bah. And that's the reason I call you sheeple. I think I about summed it all up. The governments allow the banks to own the country and all the sheeple. They keep you in the dark and feed you lots of BS. And you like mushrooms, so you do not complain. Because you remember that this has nothing to do with you at all. Because you believe that vaccines are good for you. Even though everyone that has cancer has also been inoculated. So you eat processed food that is made of chemicals instead of food. You get vaccines and wonder why you have cancer growing inside of you. Why you are always tired and have a hard time thinking, but everyone you know complains about the same thing, so you figure it's normal. And when someone tells you about their life, you tell them to get over it and grow up, because that is what you do. Because you know all the lies that the powers that be want you to know. Believe them so fully that you will not believe anything that anyone else has to say, because you only believe in what you want to believe in, and you do not even know why you believe that anyways, and you do not not care about facts or common sense, because that is totally beside the point. Because let's face it, you do not care, and that is the bottom line here. You think you know what's going on, and no one is going to change your mind, especially a wizard, because you do not believe in wizards. You do not even believe that you used to burn wizards and witches at the stake. But that is because that is what the powers that be want you to believe. And like a good little sheep, you believe in what mainstream media tells you to believe. And that sums it all up. The sheeple in the world are so dumbed down that none of them even have the faintest idea what is really going on. Some believe in aliens from outer space. Some governments are now talking as if they have existed for years and have been working with on issues that they cannot discuss while denying they exist at the same time. Yet you believe that you can burn all the oil in the world up and have no repercussions for it, as if this planet does not need that oil. Because if it did, surely the government would not allow you to mine it. But that is how stupid you are, because only a sheep would think like that. And the government knows this. So it tries to distract you through fear. Because let's face it, if an Ebola outbreak occurs, you will think that is more important than anything I have to say. Even if I say they are doing it just to control you, to get you to go along with their program, which is to thin out the population, to get rid of the consumers, so they will have more resources for themselves. And you will line up to get shot, figuring it's mandatory. You will get shot if you do not get the shot. And this logic is too stupid to even consider it. But it's what is about to happen, because you will allow it to happen, and you do not care, because you are just sheep. In a world that is so disgusting, so revolting, and so insane, that sheeple could still believe there is good in this world, only because you do not know how to fix it. You do nothing about it at all. You ignore the problem through ignorance, because you are so dumbed down and so arrogant about your knowledge of the universe that nothing I say will ever convince you the errors of your ways. Most of you are too stupid to even understand the concepts I talk about. So you call me dumb, because let's face it, that is what sheep do. You go along with the herd and what they heard, knowing they have no knowledge beside the stuff they were taught at school, knowing that was nothing but BS back then. So why you believe it now is beyond even you. But that is how this world got so ugly. Because the banks were allowed to own it all, and all you want is money. So you allow big businesses to trash the world for profit, to pollute the air, land, and oceans for money. You allow the powers that be to spray stuff in the air that makes clouds, and you have no idea what it is or why they are doing it. But you do not question it either. Yet you deny it's a problem. And like everything else I said, you deny any of it is true. Because it goes against everything you have. have ever been taught. And the logic in that does not clue you in to what is really going on. Then take a look around, because all I see is crime. The biggest crime is money, because it's why this world is so disgusting, it's revolting. I have a lot to say about a lot of things, and you would have to listen to those things or choose not to. This choice is part of free will, but it's not part of freedom, but it is the basis for freedom. So you go along with it because you believe that your choice is more important than the truth. That is why you think you can vote on something. Let's vote on what 1 + -1 = because if enough sheeple vote, you will have many different answers, and only some of them are the truth, and why you cannot vote on what the answer is. But this logic escapes sheeple with IQs lower than 100, yet most of you will go along with it because you think your IQ score is over 100, when most of you do not even know what your IQ is. But you look it up online and find that 70 is dumb and 100 is average. But that is because these values were voted on by you. And you are always right. So let's vote on the weather tomorrow, because everything you vote for is stupid. Let's face it, you vote for laws that take your rights away, knowing that you have no rights because the banks own the country. But some of you do not believe that, no matter how many times I say it, because you believe the Constitution still exists and all your rights with it, knowing that the national debt is owed to a private bank and the tax owed is for interest on the loan. Your birth certificates are collateral for your loan, which proves there is no constitution, because it made it treason to allow the banks to own it, and stated you could take back the government if that ever happened. So the government made that treason. So now you have a paradox, and it's why I cannot talk to you about a lot of things. Because how you view this world is just insane. So how do we get past this? On every level of reality, there are layers of deceit that go so deep, you will not allow your mind to comprehend it. Because if you can wrap your head around to the fact the Constitution was suspended by President Lincoln back in 1863. So everything that has happened since then has been a lie, because the government claims that this is all legal, even though the Supreme Court said it was not. But the people voted on it and made it legal by continuing to sign off on the executive orders that made it possible for the banks to print money instead of Congress, and that is just by what the Constitution said. So if it is law, then this is treason, and you know that is true, because that is what is happening in reality, and there is no other way to explain it. So let's make this the step you get over this fact. Because as long as you owe the bank for the national debt, they own us, and the Constitution is dead, because it's been dead for over 151 years now, and that is proof enough. So if you are in the military, ask yourself one question. Did you swear to defend and protect the Constitution? answer, how could you? It was gone before you were even born. And that is reality. Third level, I said you will have to wrap your brain around. Because this is just treason to the nth degree. So what is going on here? And why do you not even care about this fact alone? I mean, put aside everything else I have said, because either it's all true, or it's all a lie. That is how I am. It says so in the Bible, and I believe in the Bible. So it's time to put everyone's hand on a Bible, and swear to God that the Constitution is dead, so we can bury it. Flag that represents it. You can replace that with a dollar bill. At least then we could agree on one thing, and that is on some level of reality. If you go deep enough, you will find it was not that deep to begin with, because everyone knows the national debt is to a privately owned bank. It's never been a secret. So why all the lies for so long of a time? Why pretend it was legally amended when you know that is a lie? So round and round you go. I have a memory about the war in Kuwait. It was the first day I got there, and another sergeant said to me, "The Kuwaitis paid to have the TCNs murdered. It's part of the 30-year war that started in 1960, ending in 1990. That was the term of that war. Each region will help out its neighboring country by killing off its slaves that are about to become citizens." And that is what history proves, because that is what happened in reality. Iraq invaded and killed only the TCNs, and everyone that got in their way doing that. But then they did not want to leave, seeing if they could cut a better deal. So instead of telling you what this war was all about, the powers that be, or Burning Bush, knew the truth, and was offended by it as much as I was. But do you think he could come out and put the war to the public like this? Because let's face it, we would not have been welcome into Kuwait, because they would have known we were there to show them how disgusted we were. But instead, we acted like we were friends. In fact, we became friends. So how can that be? I was in so much inner conflict with myself over this matter that I was not dealing with it all that well, because then I found out why. And that was because they were allowing us to test weaponized Ebola on the Kurds, where they were trying to drive them out of their country. I also remember they were testing out vaccines for Ebola. I know they had trials going on elsewhere around the globe. So who passed the bill to allow testing vaccines on war victims really opened up the gates to crime. Because that was what was going on in reality. And it looks like that reality game is now playing in a theater near you. And the media will play this for every penny it's worth, because they love those pennies. A treasonous traitor, Lincoln, who allowed a form of government owned by the banks to allow them to test dangerous drugs on war victims by inoculating them against a disease they contaminated them with. Then allowing them to release it on the American public just so they can sell more vaccines, which is what the war was really all about. how to make sheeple so fearful that they will pay anything for this vaccine, knowing that they did the same thing to the Kurds back during the Gulf War. And you think this is all right, as if the Nazi and holy hoax was not enough, and then had the Cold War while you allowed Israel to build a new wall. Then you had the Gulf War, which none of you even got. So 9-1-1 should not have been a surprise to you, but it was. But my family got tired of hearing about it since 1948. So when it finally happened, they were in shock that my grandfather was right about that all along. But that is how long these plans have been planned. And that is just my memory about it. People laughed at me when I said common eyes on bring on a mini ice age. But after it happened, the lucky guess was all you could say. But still, that big earthquake did not happen yet. But the sun did have the face of the white wizard in it on the 13th of October 2014. Something's about to happen. The dark spots look like pyramids, which normally meant energy spots. And it's on the bottom, but this is not the wizard. It's just more of an obsession. Imagine that. Me, Jeffrey, with an obsession. How can that be? Maybe it's just the Aztec in me. But I see patterns in the sun, as if I can read it like a book. Always a lot of drama going on in it. It's like a crystal ball. It's about 12.666 days behind what plays out on Earth most of the time. But the blood moon, it was great. The moon spirits were out that night. The wolves were howling. What was that mean, coyotes? But I am just a wizard, and this is what it's all about. Eyes of a wizard. And these eyes see bad things coming up in the future, and you need to be aware of them. Allow anyone you know to get this vaccine for Ebola. It's best to never get that disease, because once you get it, you got it. And stay away from anyone that has, because now they can be a carrier. And that is how they started the plague years back. So nothing ever changes. People think I'm just a stupid old wizard, when I'm just a dog guarding his sheep. So laugh all you want, because that still makes you the sheep. At the end of the hour, I said I would come back in the flesh, so I could tell you that the light does not deal with money. That is the darkness in all of you. Your original sin was for selling out Jesus for money, yet you still do that to this day, as you lie about your reality, just so you do not have to admit you are guilty of treason. I have a dark side to hide. There's no place better to hide it than in plain sight for everyone to see. So that is why I tell his stories, so you can believe me when I say, I am the darkness, I am the light, I am every shade of gray. I am the Dark Wizard of the Flesh.